Hi, this is Michael Morrissey with SearchUnifiedCommunications.com. Today we have a two-part podcast series that asks two very different unified communications vendors the same question. Should enterprises feel good about the state of unified communications today? And if not, why not? For this segment, I spoke with Bob Johnson, President and COO of Dialcom.
Well, Bob, thank you first of all so much for joining us and agreeing to speak with us today. I guess my first question for you is, should enterprises feel good about the current state of unified communications as they're deployed today?
Well, I think the answer is not whether they should, but do they, and I don't think they do. When you look at what's going on in the business, you see an awful lot of people that are not adopting yet, in a broad way. They may adopt a piece or two here and there. Those that have adopted in some broader ways, there's a significant portion of them that are disappointed once they get there, at least from an ROI perspective. I think the number ranges around 25% to 30% in some of the surveys that I've seen. And I think that's a function of just, change that's going on, plus the fuzziness that exists in the space of what really is available and what are people trying to solve. And I think that companies that are trying to solve problems today, it's their perspective that they are trying to solve it from that makes a difference, I guess.
Why are people disappointed, and I guess what should be done differently to have better unified communications deployments?
Well, I think the real key is that this is just a rapidly changing environment. Technology is accelerating through this space like crazy, and there's a lot of lagging context awareness, I think, within the business community. So if you're trying, for example, to extend the functionality of a video conference room, to everybody in the organization, how do you do that? You can't build more conference rooms. They're not effective, and they don't deliver. So how do you do it? And I think that's the issue, is what is technology allowing people to do? There've been a lot of bits and pieces that have come along, and that change is starting to change context, but businesses haven't gotten there yet. I think they're getting there because today software is becoming more and more prolific. People are learning more about it. They're understanding about it. I think the other thing is that they need to look at what are they really trying to solve.
Right.
Are they just trying to keep people from having meetings together, formal meetings that used to travel back and forth to do? Or they want to tell people to do work, daily work, everyday work, every hourly work? I think that's the real question that needs to be asked and answered by a business.
With so much development, as you said, should businesses just be trying to play wait and see at this point, or is there a value in developing a real strategy now?
Well, I think that competitively, the window is wide open to develop and adopt one. And when you look at the options that are available to you, you can take the long road, which is build a whole bunch of new plumbing into an organization and tie a bunch of stuff into that plumbing, and you get something out the other end which you think is going to be the nirvana that you're looking for. Or you can put some capacity into an organization very quickly and get people using it and essentially change the organization fast. And that you can get today from new vendors that are coming on board, such as Dialcom with Spontanea, by providing a great capability of multimodal capacity to the user at the desktop through a simple application that installs in a day and is up and running, and the business is off and the way they go. When we went through the process of changing the way we build things, and we went through business engineering, re-engineering processes, all of that was refined by people that were actually doing work. And they provided the ways that changed and made things more efficient. Yes, technology enabled that. The same thing's true here with unified communications. You're trying to provide a capacity to users, modern workers today, that have many, many interactions that have to take place that are kind of undefined. You just need to give them the facilities to to be able to make those communications quickly, easily, simply, and solve their issues fast and get those transactions done.
I guess if a customer decides that, you know, this is what they want to do, that they do want to get early on and start taking advantage quickly, what are some concrete things they should look at before they start to deploy? And I guess,
well, I think that first off, it's what's the length of time it's going to take me to do it, and how complex and how risky is that, and what do I get for it in the outcome? And that, I think, is what they're doing today, and a lot of them are opting out because they're looking at plumbing solutions or trying to plug a whole different bunch of pieces together. So that's the first thing I have to do. I think if the other thing is they have to say, okay, I can put something in here through an application solution, but I want to make sure that when I put it in and I have this great change going on within the organization, it doesn't, you know, drop my infrastructure to its knees. And that's where I think the differences are today, that there are emerging technologies where you can put these kinds of applications in, and there are some applications such as Spontanea, which are very, very efficient in the use of available bandwidth that is there within an organization, and allows an organization to have capacity without having to invest in the underlying infrastructure. And I think that's a key when they want to put a solution in, because when you put it in, you want it to work. And there are lots of things that you can put in, but you probably go back and have to rebuild underneath. You don't want to go do that. You want to be able to get up and running fast and move the company fast into the competitive opening they have.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time today. It was great talking to you, and our readers really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. I really enjoyed speaking with you, Michael.
All right.